This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
One of the things that this show could hope to be is a beacon of hope, a beacon of light during these trying times. And if you feel like you're in an unfortunate self-quarantine situation, then all you would have to do is read the text messages that came in during the break, and things you would realize that things might not be so bad. There are, I guess, never mind being quarantined like the guy on the text machine with the soon-to-be ex-wife and the boyfriend. Apparently, the in-laws is a major situation for a lot of people. Which I guess people don't get along. Can you get along with your in-laws?
I do. They're great.
You have to say that. You're on the radio.
I believe that knowing you as I do during this crisis, should they need to seek a place to find refuge, it would not be your home.
Well, they're all in Canada, so they're not allowed in the country at this point.
If they needed to come down here, you would stand at the door with some kind of a weapon and not allow them into your home, correct?
That would be an issue.
Right.
I'm glad I'm not pressed with that decision.
Just you, the wife, and the daughter.
That is it.
And you never allow... what if somebody were to break down or need to borrow a cup of sugar? A neighbor, would they be...
I do have some elderly neighbors, and I mean, I don't want to go anywhere near them for fear of infecting them. It's a concern. Did you see Cuomo's brother is positive? And he was talking about his mother was staying at his place recently, and it could have been a disaster. I mean,
in all honesty, Cuomo yesterday, he did about a 4-minute part of his press conference on his brother. Yeah. He is a likable guy. I mean, he was talking about someone I don't really like or care for on CNN. It's Chris Cuomo. But he was talking about how his brother landed in media, how he's a good guy, and how he wanted to spend time with his mom. It was a very relatable conversation.
Yeah.
You mean not everyone in the media is a jerk?
Well, Andrew's not in the media.
President Cuomo,
Ken, when are you going to... Do you have a date in mind when you will start to reconvene with the rest of the population?
I don't know how you could put a date on things.
February 3rd.
I mean, a good rule of thumb would be a month after you, or maybe 2 months. I mean, I'm going to study your behavior.
So let's say that here in Massachusetts, the governor, the date that he set yesterday, which is May 4th, let's say that that stands, and May 5th, the world begins to reopen again. You're not going to alter your current behavior. You won't go and get takeout on May 5th.
Get a margarita.
But the problem is I'm at the mercy of you people. So everybody that you see is basically people that I see. So, I mean, I'm screwed either way, basically.
Wiggy just texted and he wants to know what you mean by you people.
I was just going to say, that's a real you build a lot of amnesty with a you people. You people.
You people.
I just can't see. If I had to bet, please don't let there be Vegas odds on this. But if it were May 4th, I'm betting that gets pushed back.
Oh,
I think
my God.
There's going to have to be one more pushback from there, Greg. I think right after Memorial Day. I've always imagined early June is when we'd get back to normalcy. They'll announce in the next 2 weeks that school will probably be deep sixth for the year, and it'll be an early June reawakening, if you will, or reemergence out of our quarantine caves.
And I have April 5th, not for us to get back to normalcy, but by the time, that'll be the time all the Cape Cod pizzas are gone from your freezer. Right?
You're giving them a lot of credit.
That's this weekend, by the way. That Sunday is April 5th, you douche.
They'll be done by the 3rd.
I'm saving them in case in the event of an emergency.
An emergency is called being awake for you. How do you ration those out? I mean, I can't stare a mushroom or a buffalo chicken down and say, okay, I'll put you off till tomorrow. It doesn't happen.
You're going to break Papa John's record.
He had 40 pizzas in 30 days. You're going to do 30 pizzas in 4 days.
Better ingredients, better me, Papa John.
Curtis, Papa John. Is this accurate? A texter says is asking how you feel about a governor with a nipple ring in the case of Cuomo.
The New York Post actually did a piece yesterday that said Governor Cuomo's nipples are carrying us through the coronavirus. They said that it called him a welcome distraction.
I would trust a doctor with a nipple ring over a doctor with a neck
tattoo.
All day. Neck tat is an immediate out for me. Immediate out.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind.
He does not strike me as a guy with nipple rings, though.
Right?
I think he just has really puckered areoli.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm analyzing the photos.
924, Danielle.
You literally beat me to that, Curtis, by a second.
Or it's like when dudes that have a ton of chest hair wear like a white golf shirt.
Go, okay.
Like, Greg, that happens to you sometimes.
Ken wants him to be the next president of the United States, Cuomo.
Daily Beast has an entire story. Pierced or not, the mystery behind Andrew Cuomo's nipples.
But he's done a great job of shutting that down for now, because he would look terrible if he was playing politics and saying, I'm running during, you know, in the middle of this crisis. But in a couple months, boom.
Yeah, there it is.
Let's see.
Will they even have conventions for the Democrats or the Republicans? Like, people can't convene, right? Are they going to have those in time for the summer?
They're going to use the same data company that assembled the app for the
Iowa caucus.
They're looking to possibly postpone or even cancel the DNC, or at least from what I read the other day. I'm not sure if I fell victim to fake news.
I'm sure you did, probably.
Yeah. As of last week, the Republicans were still planning to go ahead with a convention in Charlotte, but that could have changed.
Let's see. Here's a text from Virginia, 804 text. How do you think we feel? The governor extended the stay at home until June 10th. Did you see that? 70 days in Virginia?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
70 days.
And how is that guy still governor? I thought he was that scandal. Wasn't he supposed to resign like last year?
For what? Remind me.
He had the blackface.
Oh, yeah.
He survived that. I was crazy. Mm-hmm. The whole country was saying he should resign. Then he just sort of went away.
I think he said his social media was hacked.
Right. When I was young and irresponsible, I was young and irresponsible.
70 more. When you put a number to it, June 10th just is like a date. But when you put a number to it, it seems overwhelming.
Not to me. I love it.
Yeah, but you're wearing dogs as slippers right now.
I mean, do any of you think May 5th that we're going to be able to go out to eat dinner in Boston?
No.
Yes.
You believe so?
I do.
I don't think you're having tortillas and salsa.
You don't think so? Cinco de Mayo?
I think we're going to get a pushback again.
We're not going to... Are we going to push... We already pushed back the marathon. Are we going to push back Cinco de Mayo?
I don't think we'll be able to culturally appropriate the celebration of the Battle of Puebla. No.
Oh no. An Irish Greek like myself can't go celebrate Cinco de Mayo.
Correct.
Hello, Jay.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
What's up, Jay?
Hey, just a quick question. I don't know how you guys feel about yesterday and today. I think the MIAA was going to vote whether or not any spring sports will be pushed back in regards to having schools push back their seasons for, i.e. baseball, softball, lacrosse, et cetera. Do you guys think it would be a waste of complete time or too dangerous for these kids to be participating? Or do you think it should be, something that should be legitimately discussed or whatnot, considering that it's not an auditorium, it's not going to be 7,000 people watching. I don't know. I just wanted to get your take on it and hear what you guys had to think hear about it, and I'll let you go. Thank you.
I mean, I don't know. Wiggy talks about this a lot because seniors get denied their opportunity to play a final season, and maybe it ends up affecting college recruiting or whatever. But it's also a pandemic.
Yeah,
hasn't isn't it the new normal?
Oh, there you go. Danielle, you were here to see both the face and I know you heard the articulation, but if you could have seen it's the new normal.
It's the new normal.
Well, I mean, hasn't most of the recruiting been done at this point? Hasn't most of the scouting been done for kids that could be going on to travel teams or playing athletics at a collegiate
the juniors who play a spring sport, lacrosse or something, want to play in college, this would be their season to be recruited.
Right.
Yeah. Did you see yesterday, I saw this on Twitter, Bourne canceled the July 4th fireworks already.
Really?
Seems a little early.
Like, what's
That's
the
it.
Rush?
They're shutting the bridges down. That's what that means.
Yeah.
Wait, the town of Bourne canceled their fireworks for July?
Yes. Jeez. Yes. Well, those are the people who want to shut the bridges down. I mean, we talked about this during the 7 o'clock hour, but there's a giant petition drive by those who live on the Cape to stop all. How do they think they're going to get supplies, by the way? Are they stocked up for enough? How do these people think they're going to get food and medical supplies and everything else if the bridges are
That would probably be
down?
Allowed. They Paytime would probably Ferry. Just stop allowing, individuals to travel.
They would shut the bridges down and they would have National Guard allowing trucks to go to and from.
Right.
That's their plan.
Are they seceding from the union?
Yep.
The
concession is underway.
Is it going to be
historical references from you today? There are two Revolutionary Wars and now we've got a secession reference.
Yep.
Right. I mean,
King George has been mentioned three times today.
Well, Ken,
it's
I'm
weird
sorry.
Times
I'm
we're a, living in, Ken.
I'm a student of history.
Uh-huh.
And what happens when you don't pay attention to history?
Are we doomed to repeat it?
Yes, we are.
Oh.
Yes, we are.
Well, my history with Cinco de Mayo was the day I arrived at rehab, no joke. So it's a good day for me.
But can you, but literally, Curtis, can you imagine Ken wants a peninsula? In the state that we live in, to separate themselves from the rest of the world, shut off all contact, and he's in favor of that.
Let's take a poll of our Cape listeners. I bet you will be overwhelming in favor of shutting it down.
I bet not.
Ken is in favor of everybody else lowering their emissions. He drives an SUV. Ken wants everybody to live in a bubble, and he's driving to work every day.
I know. Why are you coming in here?
You want me to not come to work?
I love having you here. I think you're fine, but you're the one who's telling everybody else that we have to, close the bridges.
I'm manning up and showing up for an essential job. I mean, I'm courageous.
Why don't you ride a bike?
It's a long bike ride at 4 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I walk in sometimes in the morning.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Hardo.
Just so you can small talk with people all the way.
It's refreshing. No, the nice thing is I see nobody.
Hey, Linda. How's the kids? Yeah.
Wild, right?
I mean, never in my life have I heard of shutting the transportation routes down to a region so that people aren't catching something.
As the president said last night and in every press conference 9 million times, we've never seen anything like it.
Just ride it. Ride that sucker right through.
But what about, I mean... Yesterday we talked, Monday rather, we spoke at length about the idea of shutting state borders down and prohibiting interstate travel or intrastate travel, And because there was the whole thing that Rhode Island said, hey, come through here with New York plates and we'll arrest you or turn you around. I mean, if we head to a national lockdown, Greg, is that far off? I mean, this could be a legitimate option.
I haven't heard that we're heading to a national lockdown.
If, I said if.
Right, but I don't
think. Smells like when.
Every time. God.
You already had Marty Walsh slip up.
This is Brian from New London, Connecticut, speaking of pizza. What's up, Brian?
Hey, Greg. I hate to be the master of the obvious, but they're probably not doing the fireworks because they're using the money elsewhere in emergency services in town.
All right.
But also, I also have a watch recommendation for you.
Yes.
What to watch. So if you have Amazon Prime, try the Blackwell Ghost. I don't know if you've seen that.
The Blackwell Ghost?
Yeah, it's a four-part series. The first one's a freebie. The next few are a few bucks, but it's pretty interesting stuff. And yeah, I'd like you to maybe watch it and see if you can debunk the ghost, what's going on there. It's pretty intense stuff.
Now, how do I do the Amazon Prime? Do I need like a Fire Stick or something?
It's pretty complicated.
there's your latest one, everyone. Fire Stick.
Fire Stick.
Do I speak into the remote?
Yes, you say, "Hey, Alex."
And the Bourne firefighters said, "With the future of this pandemic being unknown, we have not set a new date. Nothing about budgetary reasons for the reasoning behind the fireworks."
This is Andrew from the Cape. Hello, Andrew.
Hey, Greg. How's it going, man?
What's up, Andrew?
So listen, I got to tell you, so I live on the Cape, full-time, year-round resident, Dennis, and it's like 4th of July weekend already. I mean, it's this New York, Connecticut place.
Everywhere?
All the cottages are opened up. You know, it's like, and our hospital down here can't support that, you know, and we only have a limited number of beds on the Cape.
Yeah.
So, With the influx of people, that's why the petition's up. I mean, it does say specifically in the petition to, with the exception of truckers and stuff like that, supplies coming down to the Cape. But I mean, it's like Memorial Day weekend, 4th of July weekend already.
So you say shut them down? You say shut the bridges down?
Well, we got to do something because the influx is insane.
Dennis, where in Dennis are you? Excuse me, Andrew. I apologize. Where in Dennis are you?
Yeah, Dennisport.
No, I was just down there a couple of days ago. It wasn't that bad.
Well, he's a guy saying every plate is a New York, every plate is a carrier, a super spreader.
Yep. Yep, it's all Connecticut, Rhode Island, New York plates, you know, and I drive commercially for a supermarket down here, and it's just driving around. It's all you see.
I feel like you're like Tom Hanks' boss in Philadelphia. people own a home; they're allowed to go there. I know, Ken. We're up against the clock.
Callers agree with Laird. I mean, just pointing that out. And the text line too. Boy, are you getting killed? Oh.
This texter says that you're like the Carol Baskin of the show.
Ooh.
Because you want to shut down every zoo, but then you're operating your own.
Jerry did disappear.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, have we heard from Ken's first wife?
Hello, Jim.
Hello there.
What's up?
Hey, guys, I'm a big fan of the show.
Thank you.
I'm from Orleans, and they should definitely shut them down for the main simple fact that we had zero cases until New York and everyone else said, yep, no, we're shutting down completely. And then all the people who own houses on the Cape say, oh, well, we're going to run to the Cape because there's no cases there. And then it quadrupled in about 3 days.
Well, they're saying that about the Vineyard. So the Vineyard had one case, I think, on Sunday. Now they have eight. And they're blaming it all on the one percenters who came from New York to their summer homes. So I don't know. All right.
Well, you know,
go ahead.
I feel bad because I take care of so many boats down there for people, but it's, you know, they came down and now they're spreading it to us. We had it completely contained off of the Cape and they show up and look what happened.
All right. Shut them down. That's what Jim says. And by the way, I demand an Orleans still the one rejoin in honor of Jim from Orleans when we get to that. But right now, what is trending?
Mudded Night, weeknight 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Star Market Grocery Delivery. Enjoy Star Market Grocery Delivery powered by Instacart. Fresh, fast, and delivered right to your door. Order online at shop.starmarket.com or you can download the Star Market Rush Delivery app for iOS. Tom Brady Week brought to you by Samuel Adams, celebrating Brady's 20 years in New England. We had Wes Welker on earlier. I would say for my money, not biased, that's been the best Brady Week interview so far. We've had some good ones.
Uh-huh.
Pioli was good yesterday with Dalen Keefe. Weiss was very good with OMF, but Welker, a must listen if you missed that.
What was it about it that stood out to you?
Great personal story about Brady. Clear siding with Brady on the Brady versus Belichick question that Curtis asked him.
Not up to interpretation at all.
Thank God Curtis was a part of that interview. Oh, man. Softballs everywhere else. Including Fitzy was brought the fanboy question. Like I know, who cares that you asked Brady the fanboy question?
You know what? It's actually... Sorry about the context, Ken, number one. I know you've been sitting on this all for an hour long, like one of your sour lentil farts.
Wes, but for God's sake, every week.
So it's shame on me for thinking that fans of football would actually like to hear about a player's favorite play.
Well, just ask him the friggin' question. Don't preamble it for 30 seconds about how you asked Tom
just
the
ask
fanboy
him the freaking question. If you would just listen to the skate pod, you'd learn how to interview like a true professional.
Lentil farts.
Skate pod coming up today, by the way. Kevin Paul DuPont will join us. His controversial column about shutting down the NHL and the NBA. Yeah. We'll talk about that.
I mean, all that rice and stuff that you're eating, Ken. Your house, it must smell like a commune
tuka?
From like a 1970s yeah. commune or something.
We keep the windows open. Did you see that video I sent you yesterday from that Japanese media outlet where they zoom in on the microns?
Yes.
It's basically a black light of viruses, and they show you how far stuff's traveling. It's unbelievable.
But did you not hear that debunked by Fauci last night?
Well, he said 27
feet.
Tony said that was false. Like, you can
that
open
particular
your...
report?
Ken, you can open your window up. Your family is begging for a little fresh
we
air.
We do. They,
will
you please, if you watch that video, they say
you,
open
you,
your window
up. Would you please let your child go outside and participate in life occasionally, please?
She's got a bubble
They're
stick.
They're begging
she loves
for it.
It.
They're asking. They're begging for
and
it.
And just not the kind hosted by Terry Grosch.
Fresh air.
NFL is expressing confidence they are playing in the fall, and they voted unanimously to expand to 14 playoff teams in 2020. That's all I got, Hillman. What are you eating?
What do you mean? What are you eating?
Ken, you are literally like...
I'm eating breakfast. I'm having a piece of wheat bread.
It's trending. The most important part of the show.
With Teddy peanut butter and a banana.
On the bread with the peanut butter and the banana?
What are you wearing? What are you eating? Why are you breathing?
I can't win.
Jake
literally,
from State
Farm. So one day it's like, oh, Greg, you put on 15 pounds during the quarantine. So then I'm trying my best to start off the day with a healthy breakfast.
You're
over
just
here.
Not focused on the news.
Jesus.
How has it changed since last? This just in. Virus, no sports. Back to Ken. All right.
We'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Let's get back.
More of the Greg Hill Show, WEEI.
Even in the face of your bromance, you guys would still fight it out. I remember that play, Greg. That was in 2009 against the Broncos. That was McDaniel's the McDaniel's game. Wes, it was my job during the season, during the Brady interviews, to ask him what we called the Foxborough fanboy question of the week, just lobbing Brady-centric softballs his way. So I wanted to...
Hit Orleans for Allen, who said, shut it down. Or was it Andrew? I think it was Andrew from Orleans. A lot of Cape people texting in. And I'm guessing about 50-50. Some want it shut down immediately. Others say, get out of here. We live in America.
Let's do a poll.
We don't shut bridges
down. You want to prove a poll? Put it
up. We do not prevent people would like to travel to a certain region from traveling to a certain region. So, I don't know. I guess somebody was texting in earlier from Maine saying they ought to do the same thing with the Penajamasit Bridge there, or whatever they call that, Paskatawanway Bridge up to Maine. They ought to shut that thing down as well. But I mean, aren't people going to find? I mean, the Cape is the Cape could be cut off from the rest of civilization.
Mm-hmm.
Very difficult to stop people from entering a state: Massachusetts,
right.
Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont. I don't think you're ever going to be able to do that.
That would be difficult. The Cape is pretty much two ways in, two ways out.
Yeah. Here's a 508 text that says, I agree with Ken. The issue is the hospitals. The hospitals on the Cape, including Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard, cannot handle the potential patients.
Now, President Cuomo has a great plan to shuffle people in upstate New York to downstate however they need. I haven't heard that as of yet from Governor Baker, but maybe he's got that in the works. Maybe they could ship people out of there.
Same thing is going on when it comes to the Hamptons, where apparently the people who live year-round on the Hamptons are very upset because the wealthy people from the city are coming there and bringing their virus with them. So,
but don't they all own the houses and pay taxes there? Isn't it the same thing as the Cape?
It's pretty much the same thing.
They're going to try to keep Ina Garten out of the Hamptons?
Don't
how do easy
not
is
come
that?
At the Barefoot Contessa.
Jeffrey.
You don't want to die and come back in the next life as Jeffrey? Are you kidding?
He's well taken care of.
He reminds me of Carol's husband.
So that means Ina Garten
is Carol Baskin.
Maybe she's like Carol Baskin, who just
without
really knows what
print.
To do with leaks.
Correct.
I love the fact that Carol thought that this was going to be her moment to promote, you know, animal saving, tiger saving, and now she's being investigated for murder.
All right.
Talk about miscalculations. Like when they came to her and said, hey, we're going to do this documentary, and she's like, yes, this will be like the one they did about the SeaWorld.
Look
and
at all my cat-printed pants.
Finally, Big Cat Rescue is going to get its moment.
Carol is the only thing, even today, that America can agree on. Like, literally, there's nothing else that we all see the same thing with. But with Carol, all of America despises her.
Can we get one of the OAN smokes to ask the president what he thinks about Carol Baskin later on today? What happened to OAN? They were shut out yesterday.
I know.
Where was...
Was she in the back asking the one question, or was it somebody else?
Where was Chantel Rion yesterday?
Chanel.
Oh, Chanel, sorry.
No, Acosta was basically having, like, lunch with Trump. They were talking back and forth, chummy.
Yeah, did they do, like, a hot fudge Sunday summit?
I feel like OAN could be like Tilted Kilt or something, where they're gonna have like a lawsuit based on whether they hire actually any dudes or not. I mean,
I think it's a little suspect how the president kept talking about how you can use a scarf yesterday, and Chanel is known for really liking those silk scarves.
Chanel, she ought to sell like a branded line of scarves. Like the Chanel Rion scarf.
Now Dr. Birx is trying to one up her.
I guarantee you Chanel will be hosting like Extra or some nightly news mag by like July.
She's a serious journalist.
She'll be on the poll by August.
Do we really need Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci? Can't we just have one or the other? They just take time away from Birx.
You know what? It's like Downstairs Joe and Upstairs Joe.
Right. Don't we just need one or the other?
They have different functions.
No, they're both great together.
It was too much last night.
Too much.
Way too much, especially. Yeah.
Can I have
the next slide, please?
Well, He's a realist. She brings extra pragmatism tonight on Fauci and Birx.
It's the Blue Mountain, and then it went to the hill.
I think Birx is fantastic. She's just like, she knows her stuff. She was talking about how she was somewhere abroad when the story broke. About
don't
the
talk
virus.
About Chanel that way.
I took my next line.
And that she didn't think it was a big deal. Even she did. She's in the business. Yeah, she's in the epidemiology biz, and she didn't think it was a big deal.
She spins for Trump.
Oh, she died.
The one
you
hard
serious?
Question she had, she was asked about the testing failure, and then she said, please pull up slide two, and just stumped for 30 minutes to try
to. No, it's because everybody's an expert like you. Mm-hmm. She's the expert. She and Fauci are experts.
Well, Fauci's the expert.
We're not experts. What, she's not an expert?
She's now biased. She's been contaminated.
Tainted?
She's been briefed. Hello, Jerry.
Good morning, Gregory. How are you?
What's happening?
I just thought it was the honorable thing to do to let you and Fitzy know that I have secured the services of a high-powered law firm in Boston to file civilly against you and Fitzy because yes. there's 7 hours of my life I lost in watching the Tiger King that I can never get back.
But you're the only person I've spoken to who did not think it was compelling entertainment. You didn't like it?
I watched all seven. I couldn't take my eyes off of
okay.
it. That being said, there's 7 hours of my life that I will never get back, and there are images in my head.
What
I
else would you
remove.
Be doing? What else? If you weren't, I mean, it's not like you're taking up a hobby. Hello, hey, John.
Good morning, good folks.
What's happening?
Chanel did get a question yesterday, and she got some FaceTime on the camera.
Oh, sure.
I thought remember, that was her, yeah.
And I want to say something quick about Dr. Birx, if I may. But
yes.
She asked a question. I remember, I forget what the hell it was, but I remember thinking at the time, oh, she's trying to ask a more legit, you know, question, but I don't recall what it was. But at the end of her, as she was finishing her question, they put the camera right on her, and she was wearing a scarf. Dr. Birx, Danielle, I don't know if she's a learned woman, obviously.
Uh-huh.
I just think her combination of women's skills that we dopey men don't possess and how to work with people, I think she's the one that somehow got to him and got him to connect seriousness of this with what his political fortunes might be.
Oh,
or
that's
just plain
that's a good point.
The thickness of this thing. And I really think she's the one, just a gut feeling that behind the scenes, she kind of got through to him in a way that other people weren't able to.
Yeah. And that could be what happened. All right. We're going to take another break and then we'll get to the crossover coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
We do this every time. Seasons change and our love went cold. Feed the flag cause we can't let go. Run away while we're running in circles. Run away, run away.
Crossover today brought to you by National Lumber. Wait till you see them. Wiggins.
Yo.
What's up?
I couldn't believe the great question that Nick asked, the fanboy question, to welcome what his favorite route was, a favorite catch.
His favorite catch from Tom Brady. He did have over 700 of them.
Was the seam route. One of the easiest catches to make.
And then he had
a
story
wide
to
open
with
on that plate.
That was a dime Brady dropped
nobody
over that
even
safety.
Covered him.
Is a safety on him, then Welker shoved him to the ground.
Yeah, nobody covered him. But that's
anything,
all right.
Anything of interest to you? Anything of interest to you during that Brady Week interview with Wes Welker?
I got to give it up to Curtis. Is he back there?
Yeah, Curtis.
Skeletor back there. I got to give you and I got to co-sign with him. Because when he asked about Brady or Belichick, who would who has more success?
He said it was everybody.
No. What he said was, he then alluded to how you have to have good players. That's the one thing he learned as a coach.
Meaning you could try to coach up guys who aren't good players, but you can't coach up guys unless they're Tom Brady.
Well, no. If the guy's not a good player, it don't matter how much you coach him.
Yeah.
You're not going to do so. You have to be a good player. So, and Belichick's always said it before, it's about the players, not the coaches. So when we ask that question, that's why I've always said it's been like, whether it's 51-49 or 60-40, I've always felt like it's
Brady dressing him down based on that
the play during the Denver game.
Yep.
And do you was Tom Brady always like that? Like, would he dress you down?
No.
And if he wasn't, did he get that from Bill Belichick? And how is it okay for Tom Brady to treat his receivers that way, but it's not okay for Bill Belichick to treat his players?
Well, see, I think the thing with Tom was he was so emotional as a player, right? So even when I played with him, he was real emotional. You remember the scene before the Super Bowl? He's like, you know, going crazy, and you know, Willie's like, "Yo, calm down. We didn't even get out of the tunnel yet." He was so emotional as a player. Where I think as he's now started to evolve and you know become the quarterback that you know we all know him to be now, that same emotion kind of bled into where if a guy didn't know what he was doing or if a guy ran the wrong route, that type of stuff. So that part of it, you know, I think he kind of learned over time, but he always had that fiery emotion in him. And Belichick, he dresses you down, but he doesn't really dress you down in the yelling and screaming way. It's very similar to what Welker said, where he probably says, "Ah, man, God damn it, this Welker guy, he can't run a seam to save his life. For anybody, whatever we do when we throw seam routes, make sure Welker's not in the slot," right?
Right?
Like, that's how he'll do it to you. It's not like you're yelling and screaming. So it's a little bit different. But I think Tom, his emotion is what led him to, you know, just kind of dress people down.
I did get from Welker that he was trying to say, essentially, that Tom Brady wasn't having fun anymore and that he wanted to have fun, and that you can't have fun with Bill Belichick.
Well,
I did. It wasn't fun anymore.
And
it wasn't fun for Wes. Like,
right.
Guys want to have fun.
And, right. Greg, what was the one line Belichick fought against this year? Belichick rarely, if ever, responds to a media inquiry with a question or an answer. Who was the guy on the Eagles?
Lane Johnson.
Who said, "We're having so much fun after the Super Bowl"? The first thing Belichick said after the Patriots beat the Eagles this year was, "It was fun to win today."
Right.
That really got to him.
It makes perfect sense.
I think you gotta be. It's a different animal when you're coached by Belichick, right? And I feel like I know, you know, better than a lot of people because I've had a ton of coaches in my career because of bouncing around, right? So with Bill, it's about business, right? It's all about business. The fun, it's a small, small time for fun, right? You know, celebrate and dance. And I think that's what guys want to be, where Welker made the foot jokes, like, you know, having fun with it. Bill doesn't really want you going down that road.
He's not a fun guy.
He's
not Mr. Fun.
He really does it the way that they kind of you would be if you were in the military, right? And I've never been in the military, but you just from seeing some of those drill sergeants, he's like a drill sergeant where you're like, "God, man, loosen up the reins a little bit." And I think that's what players mean by having fun.
Looks like they're having a lot of fun out there today.
Looked like they're having a lot of fun in the locker room after Super Bowl 53.
Yeah, of course. You know, when you win Super Bowl, I think ultimately that's what players play for. I'd rather play for Belichick and have a chance to win Super Bowls and have fun after we're, you know, holding the trophy versus, you know, playing for a guy and we're just acting like a bunch of, you know, wild kids.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got to get out of here. Brady Week continues. You guys are talking to Ty Law, I think, at 12:30.
Now, Ty Law's fun.
Ty Law's fun.
Ty will give you some
and
good
also
stories.
Left under unusual circuit. He and Bill also butt heads too.
Yeah. I mean, he'll give you some good insight. You'll get some good stuff from Ty.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow morning at 6 with Larry the Lawyer, emergency COVID-19 ask an attorney segment tomorrow, and Brady Week tomorrow at 8:30 on our show.
Your boy's out now. What? Black Twitter came and got Tiger King.
Really?
After his video, his video where he says, "Why can't he use the N-word?"
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Pissed off Black Twitter.
Oh, yeah. So you're no longer free. Yeah. You're no longer free, Joe Exotic.
Yeah, now it's like, you were riding with us, but now that's it. We threw you off. We threw you off the bus.
Now you're in Camp Carroll.
No.
Out of Camp Joe. He's independent.
We're just out on. We're looking for somebody new.
All right, Dale and Keith is next. Thank you very much for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.